The first time I saw him, I really didn't pay too much attention to him. Sure, he was dressed differently and had a unique appearance, but soon he started to show up weekly. But the more times that I saw him, the more interest and curiosity in him grew, especially that sign that he was holding. I must admit that it took a while for me to investigate the sign he displayed, but when I found out what it stood for, I was quite surprised. His name is Roland Frederick Stewart. He's also known as the Rainbow Man because of his rainbow-colored Afro-styled wig. He was a distinctive spectator at many sporting events beginning in the 1970s through the 1990s. He made public appearances at many events, including NBA basketball games, NFL football games, PGA golf events, and the Indianapolis 500. He was even at the 1980 Olympics in Moscow, where he was arrested. In addition to his appearance, he always had the sign which said, John 3:16, which is part of today's gospel. Yes, God so loved the world that he gave his only son. And if you, like many of us, we have seen John 3:16 and wondered what that passage is. Oh, we were curious, but did we ever bother to look it up? Yes, God so loved the world that he gave his only son. But just how much does God really love us? God is everywhere, in everything, constantly working on our behalf. God will not rest until we are at home with him in heaven. Someone once told me that God was crazy in love with us. Do we have any concept of what the depth of his love is for us? This ultimate love, this unrelenting love? God loves us, period. We can have affection, fondness, feel tenderness, or be devoted to someone. But these are emotional expressions of love that depend upon the depth of the relationship that we have with one another. Whether we like it or not, these types of love seek something in return. In other words, I love you because you love me, I like you, you're my friend, you fill in the blank. But God's love for us is much different. He made us in his image and in his likeness. It is not based on a relationship as we understand it. God's love for us began at the beginning of time. God loved this world before our existence, for he knew everything about us, even before we were born. God loves us better. No one loves us better, not even ourselves. Only God can love us like that, unconditionally. Now for the bad news, not so good news. God does expect something in return. He wants us to believe in him. Belief in God leads to eternal life. Whoever believes, those living in the light, will not be condemned. But those who do not believe, those living in the darkness, have already been condemned. We encounter God's love in many different ways. In our first reading, God's affection is manifest through King Cyrus of Persia. Even though the Israelites turned away from God, God did not turn his back on them. The Israelites were suppressed by the Babylonians as punishment, but God showed us his love for his people in a very unlikely way through King Cyrus. He was inspired by God and allowed the Israelites to return to their homeland. Whoever, therefore, is among you, belongs to any part of his people, let him go up, and may God be with him. St. Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, tells us that God's love takes the form of his grace and mercy, the light. He brings us back to light life even though we were dead in our own transgressions, the darkness. And by his great love for us. If we cannot experience love from others and to others, how can we experience the love of a God? God is extremely generous in his gifts, and he will use desperate measures to make sure that we get those gifts. So how do we reveal our love for God and others? Forgiveness is how God expects us to show our love for each other. Lent is a perfect time to reflect how we show our concern and care for others. God gives us so many opportunities to show our love for him. We all seem to find a level that we are satisfied at, which we don't seem to think that we need to move beyond. We are all lazy in that extent. However, God wants us to stretch us out and move us beyond our comfort zone. This is the only way that we can grow in our love for God and others. Can we, or do we find new ways to experience our devotion to God? It doesn't have to be anything remarkable. Keep it simple. God likes simple. By expanding ourselves, we learn to love God and others more. God loves us no matter what we do. Do we love God back in the same manner? The story of Roland Stewart is inspirational, but it also has a dark side. Roland hasn't been seen for quite some time. In the 1980s, he was homeless, living out of his car, and his fourth wife divorced him in 1990. In 1992, he was arrested and is currently serving 3 life terms for kidnapping and other crimes in Mule Creek Prison in California. Despite his failures, God loves Roland just as much now while he sits behind prison bars as he did while he was sitting behind the goalpost holding up his sign. Sometimes our lives take drastic turns, and we wonder, where is God in our life right now? We let the concerns and worries of the world overtake us. Like everything in this life, these disruptions will pass, as everything in this world is temporary. But God's love for us is constant and continual, something we have difficulty relating to. While we are on this earth, our love for God and each other will be imperfect. God does not ask us that our love be perfect, for we are incapable of that. But he does ask us to love to the best of our ability, and he knows well what our abilities are. So by doing so, we not only lead a wholesome life, but our reward in heaven will be beyond our imagination, for God loves us that much.